I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. They'll be singing along to this tonight, along with O Canada, when the Boston Bruins meet the Vancouver Canucks in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They sang it last night before the Dallas Mavericks beat the Miami Heat for the NBA title. It's been belted out and often mangled before just about every sporting event. But the national anthem won't be sung anymore at Goshen College, a small Mennonite school in Goshen, Indiana. The decision has caused quite a stir. Let's find out why with Goshen College President James Brenneman. Jim, we understand that this has something to do with the core values of Mennonites, who are pretty much believe in peace. Have I got that right?
You have that right. 500 years being committed to making peace in all its forms.
And so phrases like the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, made you uncomfortable. But we need to hear a little backstory here, because we understand Goshen didn't play the national anthem before a sporting event up until last year. Why did you start playing it then?
Well, as you know, the anthem itself was not played until around 1931 here in the United States, and Goshen College didn't do intercollegiate sports until about 1957, and so it wasn't so much that we didn't play the anthem, we just didn't think about doing it because the majority of our students were from a Mennonite background. More recently, we're divided about 50-50, and so it was a symbol of a welcoming symbol that was very important to a growing number of students on campus.
Yeah, but then what happened?
Well, at the heart of a liberal arts education, in my opinion, is dialogue about complex issues. And certainly all of the important issues that we have thought about as a particular faith tradition for, as I said, 500 years, came to the surface. You know, 200 years before church and state separation were considered in all Western democracies, here was a group of people who died for that.
And you're talking about how the Mennonites died for their beliefs.
That's right.
Well, and you decided that the anthem does not square with your Christ-centered core value of compassionate peacemaking. But what do you say to people who say, that's un-American? We have Goshen City Councilman Harlan Lance, who says, you should go live in Cuba or Iran and see if your attitude about playing the national anthem changes. Other people in town have been grumbling. Now, we know that there are other Mennonite schools, Eastern Mennonite University in Harrison, Virginia, and Heston College in Newton, Kansas, that also don't play the national anthem. But what do you say to people in Goshen there who say it's un-American?
Two responses I would have. One is that the Mennonite Church USA is not monolithic on this issue. We have two other colleges that also do play the national anthem. So the discussion we're having isn't just related to Mennonites and non-Mennonites. It's a discussion we're having within our own faith tradition as well. What I would say to others, I hope they could understand, is we believe deeply that those who have fought and died for this country, we don't in any way take that for granted. And insofar as one of the principles of the country is that we have the right to agree and disagree with each other over deeply held religious convictions, I think this in some way honors those particular people, including Harlan Lance, who I know very well. In fact, we're pretty good friends in other contexts. We just happen to disagree on this particular issue.
Interesting. And we know that you have people from military families and veterans on your campus. So
we do,
you're not
in fact.
Well, I know you're considering alternatives. We've asked on our website for people to throw some out as well. Ann Walsh writes on our Facebook page, how about America the Beautiful? That should be the anthem. Now, it has God in it. God shed his grace on thee. Not great for a secular state, but I'll take God over guns. What songs are you thinking about?
Well, the criteria has been laid out. It's something that fits sports tradition. So in my opinion, that needs to be something that's simple. People come to play a game, not to be preached to. So whatever we do has to be simple, fits the sports tradition, and honors our country, and resonates with our core values. In other words, making peace, healing the world piece by piece, as we say here on campus all the time.
That's Jim Brenneman, president of Goshen College in Goshen, Indiana, a Mennonite school that has decided to forego playing the national anthem before sporting events and is looking for another song. We'd love your thoughts on that as well at hereandnow.org. Jim, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Another one is My Country, Tis of Thee. Let us hear from you, hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.